We are bringing the word of God that we titled Through the Knowledge of God. Through the Knowledge of God. And number one, we say that it is God's desire that we know Him. It is God's desire that every child of God must know Him. So you have to make it a point to do whatever it takes to get to know God, because it is God's will. Some people are saying, they say that God is hidden. He hides from us. Your Father is not hiding from you. It is, he said, your iniquities that have been separated you from your God. God speaks and he reveals himself constantly to his people, to his children. The book of Proverbs, chapter 2 and the verse is 5 and 6. It is your understanding of the fear of the Lord and finding the knowledge of God. So the understanding of the fear of God will help you to find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. God gives wisdom, and out of his mouth, that is the word of God, you receive knowledge and understanding. So if you want to know God, it is simple. Read the word of God. It is so important for one to know God by his word. If I am going to describe myself, someone giving a testimony of me or a description of me might not be very accurate. But when I stand there and describing who I am, when God is talking about himself, telling us who he is, it is through his word that you will know him best. So we say that the knowledge and the understanding of God, it comes out of his word. You read the word of God, you will find God. You seek God by his word, you will find him. He's not hiding from his children. So through the knowledge of God, you will know what the Lord wants you to do. Hosea, the book of Hosea chapter 6 and the verse 6. The Lord said, for I desired mercy and not sacrifice. I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. I desire the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. You see that? So God wants you to know him more than whatever that you are trying to bribe him with. I desire the knowledge of God more than burnt offering. So if you want to make your journey, this Christian journey, smooth, get to know God through his word. If you want to be a right disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, read the word of God, meditate on the word of God, find out what the word says about your discipleship. Then you will be able to serve this God in spirit and in truth. It is not because you are coming to church that you know God. If you come to church and you are just a religious person, you will not get to know Almighty God. Matter of fact, you can be coming to church and be missing God's appointment for your life because you are just a church goer. You are just a hearer of the word of God, but you are not a doer of the word. We have people that are out there. These are the ones that we call them the wicked. In the book of Job, Job 21, let me read a few scriptures here. Job 21, verse 7 to 16. Bible is going to explain to you the mind of the wicked. The one that have decided not to serve God. He has his reasons not to serve Almighty God. It's not because they don't know that God is there. They do know. They know. But they have decided in their own wisdom to stay away from God. So you, through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that has brought you to the light, and now that you have light, walk in the light by doing the right thing. It will be so wrong that one day we stand before our Lord Jesus Christ and Christ will say, I don't know you, because whatever that you were doing, you did it for yourself, not unto my glory. That would be so wrong. So watch this, because I believe that you have seen this type of people that we call wicked people out there. This is what the Bible says. Job 21, 7 to 16. He said, wherefore do the wicked live? So the wicked, he lives. Become old, yea, are mighty in power. They live, they are wicked. But they live, they get old, and they have power. Their seed is established in their sight with them. So they have what it takes to train their generations to their ways. And their offspring before their eyes. So with whatever that they have, power, at least one thing that is mentioned, power, it is at its large term. When someone has money, he said, I have power, because he feels like he can get anything he wants. So in their sight, they will train their children by using whatever power that they have to their own ways of seeing things. Their houses are safe from fear. That is what they believe. He said, I have gotten people to watch over my house when I am sleeping. I have bodyguards. I have this that is put in place. I have that that is. So I am not worried about anything. There is no fear in me. He sees himself as someone that is above all. Because he has power. He said, neither is the rod of God upon them. So God is not going after them right away. This is how dangerous it is. Because he is living a life that considered to be wicked life in the sight of God, and nothing is happening to him. He has all that he takes and everything is running fine. When you are sick, he is not. When you go to the hospital and probably you cannot even pay your bills, so as a result of that, you are not going. They have private doctors. So he's thinking, there was no need to fear. And it's interesting because God even left them alone to grow old. For what purpose? You know, God is a compassionate God. He's a merciful God. You could be in something that is wrong, and the Lord is watching over you, you know, showing you his mercies from different directions. But your stubbornness and your sight of life, it's not allowing you to come to the Lord. and you are cruising in life thinking that it is all well. And matter of fact, you don't even believe in God. They that are the children of God, the Lord chasten his children. You will not go and discipline somebody's child. You will not. So the rod of God is not after them. And they said it is well. And matter of fact, some children of God will see this type of people and even be envious of their lives. Have understanding. They are growing old. Verse 10 of Job 21. He said, their bow gathereth and faileth not. Their cow calveth and casteth not her calf. In other words, their businesses are prospering. Their businesses are prospering. You try to do something, it is not working. They might be coming in doing the same thing and it will flourish for them. You serve God, they don't serve God. They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They send forth their little ones like flocks, like a flock, and their children, they dance. If your father is rich, that you can afford anything, you even lack respect. Because you know, you are spoiled. You don't care about anything. No respect. Because of the type of training that they are giving you at home. They are not even thinking of future. Because what people are struggling to build as for their future, they have it the day one they were born. Verse 12, he said, they take the timbrel and harp and rejoice at the sound of the organ. In other words, party upon party. All that they care is what? Celebration. Let me enjoy what I have. Life is short. So, party. They party. They spend their days in wealth and in a moment go down to the grave. I thought that with all these things that were being said about them, that they won't even die. But it seems like no matter how much you have of power, how much wealth you have, how much party you will be organizing, how you think of life, a time comes that the way of nature, everyone will be going. He said, therefore, they say unto God, listen to what they say. They say unto God, depart from us. That it is only certain type of boasting power that can look unto the ways of the Lord and tell Almighty God, depart from me. In other words, he said, I don't need you, God. What is he needing God for? Is he coming to pray to get money? Is he coming to pray for his health? Is he coming to pray for the children to be doing well? All these things are things that he has gotten from the power that he has in his hand. Maybe he's trusting in his money. Maybe he's trusting in his political, in opposition. Maybe he's trusting in the job that he has. I don't know what, but God, depart from me. I don't know you, and I don't want to know you. Depart from us, For we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. That is great boasting. We don't want to know you. You have your way, go your way, do your own thing, and let me do mine. So verse 15 of Job 21, he said, what is the Almighty? That it is only the spirit of evil that can speak like this. It is only an evil spirit that can speak such words. What is the Almighty? What should we serve him? He said that we should serve him. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? You see, the eyes is blind. The heart is hardened. He doesn't know who God is. He does not know the reason why he should serve God. Are you serving God so that you get to my position where I have power already, where I can take care of what you are praying for, that you don't even receive it? Who is Almighty that I may serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? That is what we said. It is amazing, until the Spirit of God highlights these words unto you, you will never be thinking that someone is out there making this type of statement in his heart. Why should I pray to God? Probably you have heard someone saying such a thing. Why should I go to church? Why should I serve God? And they have their reasons. He said, lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. Thank God. Thank God that the righteous eyes is open and will be able to see this type of people that have their ways of life. This type of description. This is in the Bible, and this is what some people are living for. And the word tells us that these statements that are made here, these are the mind of the wicked. Of the wicked. So, according to this, you can come to church and not having understanding. The man said, he said, why would I pray for these things that I already have already? What is my reason of praying to God? So maybe you are also sitting down here and you are thinking, I don't know. Why should I continue praying? Maybe you have been disappointed. You think you have been disappointed by God. But it is through the knowledge of God that we will know the ways of the Lord. Maybe you are serving God through the wrong path. Something happened to me and God didn't show up. So you are mad against God. Seek to know God through his word. Because God is not honoring nobody. The Lord is only honoring those that are honoring his word. So he honors his word. And if you know him through his word, you will not be deceived and be failed. Apostle Paul, knowing this, wrote a letter to the Ephesians, the church in Ephesus. In Ephesians 1 and the verses 15 to 23, and he made profound statement. He said, wherefore I also, Paul, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Let me explain this. Apostle Paul said that after I heard that you have come to believe in Christ, after I heard that you are now coming to church, after I heard that you have turned away from the wicked ways and have come to know God, then there are certain things that you need to know of your new position. What is it that he wants to tell them? He said, when I heard that, cease not to give thanks for you. Number one thing that he did, he said, I never stop thanking God on your behalf. I never stop thanking God on your behalf, making mention of you in my prayers. So he started praying for them. These are people that have come to know Jesus Christ. translated from darkness into light now, a new life has been given. The man of God stood and he started praying for them. For what type of prayer is this man going to pray? Because he said, I'm writing to you because there are certain things that you need to know about this God. There are certain things that you need to know by stepping your feet in the church. If you call yourself a saint of God, you have to know certain things about God, not just a church goer. My prayer, verse 17, is that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You see that? The God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, may give, this is the prayer that Apostle Paul is praying, may give unto you, now that you have come to know Jesus, may you divinely receive the gift of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. In the knowledge of God. So if you don't have it, you cannot serve him. So that is why the first type of prayer that he's praying for them is this type. In the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. The eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Remember where we are coming from. The Lord wants to, he wants you to know him. That it is the fear of the Lord that will get you into the knowledge of God. And that knowledge of God will bring you understanding of your relationship with God. So he said that, let the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. So let there be light in your understanding. The light to shine on what? Number one, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. In other words, now that you have come to light, you have to understand the reason why you are in this world, why you are here in still living. You have to understand the purpose of life. If you do, you will appreciate every single day that you wake up in the morning in strength and be able to give glory to the Lord. If that eyes of your understanding is enlightened, you will be able to stand and glorify God at all times as you are coming in and going out by the power that carries you. You will never take anything of God for granted. You will appreciate life. Number two, he said that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened for you to know what is the riches of his glory in his inheritance in the saints. The riches of his glory. The riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. So, in the saints, this is the church, in the midst, the gatherings of the children of God. There, it is rich to be part of the church because you have inheritance from the church. That is why I said, you're sitting down at home and thinking that is how you have fellowship. No, the fellowship in the body of Christ, it is important. It is important. And according to the word of God, there is something that God had purposed within the church. And your part is released in the church. You have to come and inherit it. And number three then, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened will just highlight is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Watch this. Exceeding greatness of his power. You see that? Exceeding greatness of his power towards you. You come to know of God. You come to find out what the word of God says about you. You will know who you are. What the Lord has put in you. When you stand out there and you are saying that the one that is in me is greater than the one that is in the world, you know what you are talking about because you have received it by revelation, not just by mere words that you are speaking. We are called, and we are called unto the glory and virtue. Because 2 Peter chapter 1 and the verses 3 to 4, Apostle Peter made such a statement. He said, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. You see that? It is through the knowledge of God that you will find out that indeed the divine power of God, which is the Holy Spirit, had given you spiritual things, abilities to obtain anything at any time at your will. Because John 14:14, Jesus Christ made a statement. He said, if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. That is power. That is power. But you can be moving around and not knowing that the Holy Spirit, the divine power of God that has been given unto you, you have access to every single thing that you need to live a godly life. You seek to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And he continues. He said, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. Through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and what? And virtue. So it is exactly the same thing that Apostle Paul is saying. He said that it is through the knowledge of God that you will be able to know that the Holy Spirit has been given, and the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to empower you to be able to live this life and live a godly life. Verse 4, he said, whereby I given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. You see that? Exceeding great. So exceeding power and exceeding promises. Exceeding great power and exceeding great and precious promises. By these promises, ye might be partakers of the divine nature. By these promises of God, you have to read the Bible and find out what God promised about you. Don't go and stand before the Lord and be asking God of what he had not said he's going to give you. You'll be praying, you have nothing, you'll be frustrated, and you will end up speaking blasphemy against God because you don't know what the word says about him. He never promised that he's going to do it. But you are continuously insisting that you are a child of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, when the Lord says anything, anything that the Lord God had promised that he will give to you, this is what he's talking about. Not you going to stand there. You know that you are going after somebody's husband, and you say that this is the type of man that I want. Lord, in the name of Jesus, give him to me. How can God give you somebody's husband? You know it's not God's will. God never promised you such a statement in the Bible. But for your own loss, that is what you want. The Lord will not do it. You can pray and fast your entire life. It won't change anything. It won't. So, you need to know what these promises are through the word of God. And then stay away from your own lust, because he said that by these promises, ye might be partakers of the divine nature, the nature of Christ, obviously, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That is what we said. You have escaped the corruption that is of the world. So these things that we desire so much, that we want God to do these things to what to you know for us at all costs. These are the things that we have left that type of environment long time ago. Our Lord Jesus Christ brought the light to spot you out of darkness and brought you into his marvelous light. Get to know God by his word, and you will not be frustrated in this life. You will not. The knowledge of God brings light to life. And through the knowledge of God, you will know that we have received through his divine power, which is the Holy Ghost, few things that you need to know. Through the Holy Ghost, God has delivered packages to his children. Number one, that all that we need to live a godly life has been given. All that we need to live, because he said that the power, the divine power of God had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So in other words, every single thing that a child of God needs to live a godly life, it is given through the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus. It is given. Number two, we talk about it, the exceeding promises that God had promised us. You have to find out what these promises are and walk in them. You know, I put one here. In the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 2 and the verses 30, God said, he said, them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Simple. Simple. Them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. So if you honor God, if God is a priority in your life, you will become a prime in life. If God, you seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness first, and all these things that the wicked is living for and thinking that he has all the power, that he doesn't need to know God, these things shall be added unto you. You will live a godly life. You will die godly to be where Jesus is. But if you don't, and you are going after the lust of the world, where the corruption that we have escaped, you are running back to that place, you won't find it easy. You will not find it easy. So unnecessary pressure that we are putting on our husbands and our wives and in our homes, it is not necessary. Look unto what the word of God says. Appreciate God, honor God, and let the Lord change your level. Change your life. You want to change your attitude towards God. You want your life to make sense. Let God make sense in your life. You want to be promoted. Promote God in your heart. These are promises, and there are so many of them. So many of these promises in the Bible. You don't honor God. Why do you want God to honor you? The things that you are asking for, you are not receiving them because you want them for your own purpose. God doesn't take any glory out of it. That is why I said, who is Almighty? Why should I serve him? I have money. My children are doing well. I can put them in any school I want. I can pay for anything that they want. So who is God? Why do I need God? Light. 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 Number three thing that you gain out of this calling from the scripture that we read, 2 Peter 1, 3 to 4, he said that everyone that will walk in the light of these promises of God will be partaker of the divine nature of Christ. It is important. We are looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So by the time that before you get to heaven, you have to become like Christ. The transformation has to be clear. The renewing of mind, you have to seek to be renewed. Every single thing that God will show you in your life, that it is not glorifying him, do something about it. Don't just close your eyes and say that it's okay. It is not. Or you see that if I change, my husband will see me as a weak person. Hey, Since you think you are so proud, that is the reason why God resists you. This will not work because God resists the proud. Calm down. Allow the Holy Spirit to change your life. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the verse is 34. Apostle Paul made a statement. He said, awake to righteousness. In other words, stand up for righteousness. Change your ways of sin and come to light. And sin not. Awake unto righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. So in other words, these are strong words. In other words, people that do not have the knowledge of God, it is because their eyes are covered by sin. By sin. And that's what is written here. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. They don't have the knowledge of God because they despise righteousness and they continue in their own lust of the corruption of the world. So they said, God is not there. If God was there, why this? If God was there, why that? Why he didn't come in when I was praying for this? No. You were praying the wrong prayer. Number four thing that we can say about this scripture of 2 Peter 1, we said that he said we have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter chapter 4 and the verse 6, so we can explain. He said, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God commanded the light to shine in our lives, brought us from darkness into light. Now that you are in the light, dwell in the light. The desires of the world. Please, you know, these things are so important. Christians are frustrated because they want the same thing as the unbelievers. They are frustrated because they want the same thing as the unbelievers. Meanwhile, the Lord has given us exceeding great things beyond what they have. What is added to you is what you didn't work for. You seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is added to you is what you have that the Lord will add to you. You have, you are filled by the Holy Ghost. Your ways, the Lord will direct your path. You lean onto the promises of God, your prayers shall be answered. As you stand in the righteousness of God. Amazing. 2 Peter chapter 2 and the verses 20 to 22. He said, for if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter is worse. He said the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Let me explain this. Now that you have come to know Christ, you said that you are a child of God and you keep coming to church, but everything that you are hearing, you are not putting these things in your life in practice. So the desires of your heart are the same as the ones that are not serving God anyway. You talk like them. You curse like them. It's only when you come to church that you are playing holy. You dress also like them. There is nothing wrong with your dress probably, but the heart, when they are speaking some blasphemies against their husband, you are saying that, me too. And you are standing. They know you because you are having the same type of conversation. There is nothing that is coming from you that stands out that you are different. The Lord said, your situation is even more dangerous than that person. Because you were in the darkness over there with them. God brought you into his light. You hear the word of God. And the word is not profiting you. So you go back and join them. He said your state would be worse than them. We are bringing curses upon ourselves because we don't read the word of God. We are making our lives difficult because we are mingling with the wrong people. We have snared our own lives because we untangle ourselves with the corruption of the world that we are going after. We have known Christ. He said, verse 21 of 2 Peter 2, he said, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. Yes, it has been better for you not even has come to know Jesus Christ at all. It had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto the unto them according to the true proverb. What is the proverb? The proverb is that the dog is turned to his own vomit again. Look at this. The dog is turned to his own vomit again. He vomits. This is the rejection. He does not want it. And then he went back to eat his own vomit. The light that brought you and pulled you out, your place of struggle. You couldn't sleep. Things were not working. Now you have come. Things are working. What is it that is going on in the church that makes you run back to the world? God said your state will be worse. Your state will be worse. So at all costs, we have to understand the knowledge of God, understand the ways of the living God, so that we will live a life, free of all kinds of anxieties. This does not mean that problem will not come. That's not what we are saying. These things that we are saying does not mean that you are a child of God, you will not have problems. That's not what we are saying. What we are saying is that problems, they will come, but your attitude with those problems will determine your victory. When people are throwing themselves from 34th floor because they have lost something that is so precious in their sight, you might lose the same thing, but it won't touch you a bit. Why? Because you know that your God is still on the throne. They lose it and they are thinking their whole world is crumbled. But this is not your case. Let's try and bring everything to an end. You know that Satan and his agent, it is their prime work that you do not know God. Satan and his agent of darkness, their priority is that nobody gets to know God. So as far as they can keep you in the corrupt world over there by just giving you anything that you are looking for, the blink, blink, blink of life, and you stay with it, and you say that, I have power. My children, they are doing well. Business is working. Why would I go to know God? For what? Why would I go for prayer? That is what the man was saying. He said, the wicked, he doesn't see the reason why he would be going for prayers. And matter of fact, most of us, we don't even call those people wicked. When someone is wealthy and well-doing, we say, he is okay. He is okay. He is not. God even called that person wicked. But that does not mean that God is against you being rich. Far from that. The Lord wants to see you prospering and also be in good health. Hallelujah. But God is not, he doesn't want you to love his gift and forgetting about him. It is the love of money that God is against. Let me tell you the mind of the wicked and their strategy. In the book of Daniel chapter 7 and the verses 25, he said, Satan shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. You see that? He shall wear out the saints of the Most High. So in other words, he had purpose in his heart that he will frustrate you. He will do one thing after another in such a way that you get frustrated and you said, I'm just tired of church. I'm just tired of all this Jesus stuff. I'm just tired of this born again stuff. I am tired. Satan wants to wear you out. He wants to get you tired. By what? Today you enter into this accident. Tomorrow this one is happening to your daughter. And after tomorrow this is happening in your job. So attacks upon attacks upon attacks upon attacks can weary a child of God who does not have understanding. You can get tired by the bombardments of Satan. This is what they have in mind. This is the purpose of Satan and all those wicked that is out there that are working for him. So if you think, you are asking yourself, when is this going to stop? It is not going to stop. I have a good news for you today. It is not going to stop. It is not. It is not meant to stop. The time for it to stop is not now. It's not yet. But there is an appointed time. So I say this. The strength and the knowledge and the understanding that you have in life to see these things in the word of God and be getting prepared and face whatever that the enemy throw on your way, that is how glorious your life will be. He tempted Jesus Christ in Luke 4 on the verses 13. He said the devil, after he had ended all his temptation, he departed from Jesus for a season. For a season. So he departed from Jesus for a season. So he departed from Jesus for some time and he was coming back. And only God knows that he came back over and over and over, tempting Jesus Christ at all costs. But every time it is written. And it is written, and the man was just walking in dominion. I pray for someone over here that the light of the understanding will be enlightened, that you may know the hope of your calling. Stand against the things that the enemy is throwing on your way so that you will fulfill what God has called you in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy is after your life. Apostle Paul told us, in Ephesians 6 and the verses 12, he said, we are at war. As a child of God, you are at war. And your war is that you wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is not, you know, a war against human beings. It's a war against spirit. But we are fighting against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. But I also have good news for you. If only you remember the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing what you are fighting against. Remember the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you this. You know, in Ephesians 1, 20 to 23, he said that God have wrought in Christ when he raised him from death. That is the resurrection power. And had set him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Remember where we are? He said that we are fighting against the spiritual wickedness in high places. But Jesus Christ came out of the grave and have sat at the right hand of the Father in the heavenly places, far above principalities. Remember, you are fighting against principalities. Jesus is sitting above principalities. Hallelujah. Far above powers. Jesus Christ is sitting far above powers that you are fighting against. He's sitting far above powers, far above might, far above dominion, far above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all the things to the church, which is the body. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah. Ha. If you have not seen this scripture and you see the enemy, you fighting against the principalities and the powers and the thrones and the rulers of this darkness and this wicked world, and you say that, I'm finished. But you have forgotten that your Jesus is sitting above them. When people are riding in car, if you are riding in plane, you can even crash on their car. You can spit on the car. It's Rolls Royce, but it doesn't matter. You are flying. Sitting far above those principalities. Knowing your right is important. So Jesus, it was made as a statement for a child of God. Almighty God said, he said, behold, Isaiah 54 verse 15. He said, they shall surely gather together. The enemy shall surely gather together to frustrate your life. They shall surely gather together to think evil of you. They shall surely gather together to see how they can crush your family, how they can crush your life, how they can make you miserable. But God said, but not by me. I will not be among them. God said, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee, they shall fall for thy sake. I have good news for you. Almighty God said, you are fighting, they are fighting you. They want to frustrate your life. They gather together. God said, I will not be there. Because they gather together against you, they will fall for your sake. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is the power that a child of God has. You have to stand and be able to proclaim and say that, you know what? There are exceeding promises, great and exceeding promises that have been made available in my life. What do you do? Through the knowledge of God comes multiplication of grace and peace. Because when you start doing these things, the Lord said that they gather together, they plan evil against you, he will scatter them. So then, Peter made a statement in 2 Peter 1 and 2. He said, especially 2, he said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. So more you get to know God, more grace and peace is what is being multiplying in your life. More you get to read the word of God to find out about God, more peace you will have, more grace is released over your life. And we are stopping just right here. So at the conclusion, we saying that you have to seek to be increased in the knowledge of God. And it is found in Colossians chapter 1 and the verses 9 and 10. He said, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Increasing in the knowledge of God. This is it. We are done for today. May the Lord God bless you. These things are essential in the child of God's life. In your own way, by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, get to know God. And the Lord God shall turn things gradually around. And you will come to a point and you will just be standing there and say that indeed, God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. Amen. Thank God for your lives. Glory be to God.